إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أمراض القلوب واللسان كاملة، اللقاء الرابع تحت عنوان الطمع. نستكمل معكم أيها الإخوة والأخوات موضوع الطمع ونختم به في هذه الليلة إن شاء الله. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the fourth lecture in our series titled Evil Actions of the Hearts and the Tongues, or Diseases of the Hearts and the Tongues. This is the fourth lecture. We're talking about greed. We will inshallah continue this topic tonight and finish it. We have said, last thing that we have said last time, we were talking about greed, and we said that it is an ugly, despicable manner, or it is a disease, a major disease of the heart that many people fall into. But at the same time, we said that greed can be good sometimes. It's not evil 100%. As we all know, the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing pure good and there is nothing pure evil. But the way that we look at things and the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislates things are based on the majority. Like, if the good is more than the bad, then if the good is more than the bad, then the rule is halal, and if the bad is more than the good, then the rule is haram. We know that from the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was asked, or rather Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about wine and gambling, are they permissible or impermissible? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that they have goodness and they have bad in them, and the evil is more than the good. So the rule is haram. We said that we can be greedy in certain things. And the first thing that we talked about, to be greedy with the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy. You can never be greedy asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, this is something preferred. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that. The more you ask Him, the more He likes you. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. إِنَّا نَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لَنَا رَبُّنَا خَطَايَانَا. إِنَّا نَطْمَعُ. We are too greedy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins. And we said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with the companions one time, and he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنِّي لَأَطْمَعُ أَن تَكُونُوا رُبْعَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. I am greedy and hoping that you will be a quarter of the Jannah, the people. And then he said a third of the Jannah. Then he said half of the Jannah. And then he gave us an idea to relate to that, because you may say, well, half of the Jannah is not really a lot. Then when he said that you are in comparison, when you talk about the number of the Muslims, you are like a white hair in the body of a black ox. You have an animal, big animal, all black hairs, and you are one white hair. This is the ratio of the Muslim in relevance to the ratio of the people. Half of those yet are going to Jannah. So you can imagine how many people are going to hellfire from the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Ibrahim ibn Adham, one of the righteous predecessors, Ibrahim ibn Adham min kibar al-zuhad, qal, yani عندما سئل Ibrahim بما يتم الورع, how can you be perfectly devout or God-fearing person? قال بتسوية جميع الخلق في قلبك والاشتغال عن عيوبهم بذنبك. تسوية الخلق في قلبك والاشتغال بذنوبك أو الاشتغال عن عيوبهم بذنبك. Look at people, all are equal in your heart, and get busy with your own sins rather than with their own shortcomings. There's a bad thing there, if you think about it, or rather an explanation. تسوية جميع الخلق في قلبك can be misunderstood. To like all people the same in your heart, it's not a good thing if you leave it with its absolute meaning, because that means the good and the bad are the same to you, and that is not right. You like the people for the goodness that they have. The better they are, the more you like them. The more evil they are, the less you like them. But what he is pointing out is first judgment on people the same. Before you know how good and how bad, you look at them as all equal. If I come to a place and I see a lot of people there, I deal with them equally because I don't know about them. Which tells you here, even the person can be bad, and you still not to deal with him in a negative way based on the way he looks or the way he talks or any of those things that people normally are biased when it comes to people. The second one, يقول وعليك باللفظ الجميل من قلب ذليل لرب جليل. لفظ جميل. You need to choose the best of the words and expressions when you deal with people, and that should be coming from a humble heart that is humble before the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يعني you are too humble, and for that reason you address people in kind words. ويقول فكر في ذنبك وتب إلى ربك ليثبت الورع. Think about your sins and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you would look like or you be a real God-fearing person. And finally, which is related to our topic, واحسم الطمع إلا من ربك. احسم الطمع يعني وقف الطمع. تخلص من الطمع إلا من ربك. Remove anger from your heart. Remove greed from your heart and get rid of it and pretend that or make it that like it doesn't exist except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani don't ever be greedy for any worldly thing. Don't ever be greedy for having something from a person or from this dunya or from work. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be greedy. Ask Him for forgiveness. Ask Him for mercy. Ask Him for money. Ask Him for anything that you like, because He has everything that you want. We may ask, هل الطمع يؤدي إلى التواكل? To be too greedy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, could that lead you to be too reliant? When I say reliant, I mean you just sit and expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you everything and you don't have to do anything. No, because when we talk about being greedy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is presumed that you are a believer, you are acting on that belief, and then you have the hope in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be very clear in this hadith. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو يعلم المؤمن ما عند الله سبحانه وتعالى من العقوبة ما طمع في جنته أحد ولو يعلم الكافر ما عند الله من الرحمة ما قنط أو قنط من جنته أحد. Here this hadith can explain that where you have to act. If the believer knows what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the wrongdoers and the disbelievers from the punishment, no one will be hoping for the Jannah. That means they will be too busy trying to just save themselves from the hellfire. See, we sit and we go, I don't want to just go to Jannah, I want to go to Firdaus. As if we're guaranteed that fire is out of the question. We're out of it. And now we are going up. It's like you already passed. But if you read a hadith and Quran and you see the punishment of the wrongdoers, then you would say, boy, if I am saved from that, I have made it. We will see some of those hadith. In another hand, if you know what, if the disbeliever knows the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, he would never give up hoping that he will make it to Jannah. And we said that this is very evident. If you read the hadith that talks about encouraging believers to go to be from those people who go to Jannah, you go, it's a piece of cake. Anyone can go to Jannah. And if you go read the hadith that warns you about the hellfire, you go, boy, I don't think that anyone would make it to Jannah. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make you see it in both ways. That way you can fulfill وَكَانُوا يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا, hoping for the Jannah and for the rewards, and fearing from the hellfire and the sins. That's how the messengers used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, the proof to that you should not rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without work. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispraised the people or the disbelievers. He said, أَيَطْمَعُ كُلُّ مْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ يُدْخَلَ جَنَّةَ نَعِيمٍ. Every one of them is too greedy to enter the Jannah, yet they haven't done anything for it. This is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah Al-Muddathir, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرُ كُنْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَذَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ وَالرُّجْزَ فَاهْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ فَإِذَا نُكِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ غَيْرَ يَسِيرٍ ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا. وليد بن المغيرة, وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ مَالًا مَمْدُودًا, made him very rich, وَبَنِينَ شُهُودًا, 11 sons, no daughters. And at that time, it is an honor to have boys and no girls because they used to kill them. مَالًا مَمْدُودًا وَبَنِينَ شُهُودًا وَمَهَدْتُ لَهُ تَمْهِيدًا, يعني زَبَّطْتِ لُّ حَيَاتُهُ عَلَى مَا يُرَامُ, زي ما بدك, زي ما بحب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfectly gave him everything. بَنِينَ شُهُودًا, قِيل أَنَّ أَوْلَادَهُ كَانُوا يَشْهَدُونَ جَلَسَاتِهِ. تخيل حالك تكون جالس و11 ولد حواليك متحوطين, يعني أبها كبر, يعني الكبر اللي كان فيه لا يقارن. Arrogance is to the max. You know, like when he goes to meetings, he sits and 11 of his children sitting around him. You know, that is at that time when they used to kill the girls and bury them alive. To have a boy is something else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا. تهديد, it's a warning. Leave me alone to take care of the person whom he was alone. Then I have given him money. Then I have given him children. Then I have made him high status. Then I smoothed everything in his life. ثُمَّ يَطْمَعْ أَنْ أَزِيدْ. Then he thinks that he deserves more. كَلَّا. He's not going to get it. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِآيَاتِنَا عَنِيدًا سَأُرْهِقُهُ صَعُودًا. تخيل جبل على بعض الروايات, جبل في جهنم, يكلف أن يصعد, وكلما وصل إلى القمة أو قريب من القمة يقع, ثم يصعد again. He keeps, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of the tafsir, it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will force him to climb a mountain in the hellfire. When he gets to the top of it or close to it, he falls, then he climbs it again. The same like كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها. When they're burned and their skin is burned up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces. For what reason? لِيَذُوكُ الْعَذَابِ. So they continue on tasting the punishment. So this is not hope or praised hope. This is tawakul. He relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and did not do anything that pleases him and thinks that he will be good. Look at this beautiful hadith reported by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. إن آخر من يدخل الجنة رجل يمشي على الصراط فَيَنْكَبُّ مَرَّ وَيَمْشِي مَرَّ وَتَسْفَعُهُ النَّارِ. The last person who enters the Jannah is a man who is walking on the Sirat, which is a bridge over the hellfire. He falls one time and he stands another, and then one time the fire catches him and burns him in the face. فَإِذَا جَاوَزَ الصِّرَاطِ إِلْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهَا فَقَالَ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي نَجَّانِي مِنْهَا وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَعْطَانِ اللَّهُ مَا لَمْ يُعْطِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. هلا لسه كان ميك الهوى. After he passed the Sirat, he looked back at the hellfire and he said, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who saved me from this fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me something that he's never given to anyone in this world. He just been in the hellfire, the worst kind of life, and all he is just been saved from it. And then he sees that he is number one favored in the whole world. This is just to give you slightly what is hellfire. He's not in the hellfire. He's never been in the hellfire. He just passed over it. And little slaps here and there from the hellfire. And when you talk hellfire, talking about the top of the hellfire, we're not talking about the place for the hypocrites, because the hellfire, as you go deeper, it gets uglier. The opposite of the Jannah. You go higher, it gets good. The hellfire, as you go deep, it gets bad. يقول فترفع له شجرة فينظر إليها فيقول يا رب أدنيني من هذه الشجرة فأستظل بظلها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a tree and he looks at it. Wow, tree. Never seen those things before. I don't think that anything will grow, you know, it's been going over the hellfire. And he goes, oh Allah, get me closer from that. I need to get some of the shade of that tree and drink some of the cool water from under that tree. فيقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أي عبدي فلعلي إن أدنيتك منها أدنيتك منها سألتني غيره. Maybe, oh my servant, if I get you closer to that, you're going to ask me for something else. فيقول لا يا رب ويعاهد الله سبحانه وتعالى على أن لا يسأله غيرها. والرب عز وجل يعلم أنه سيسأل لأنه يرى ما لا صبر له عليه فيدنيه منها. الله سبحانه وتعالى tells him, if I do that, you're going to be greedy. طمع. See, we're talking, our topic is greed. You're going to be greedy and ask me for something else. Now all you see is the tree. You never know when you get to the tree what you're going to see after that. He says, no Allah, I promise I will not ask you for anything. I just want to get there, lay in the shade and have a cool drink of water. You know, it's been tough time going over that hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that he's going to ask him. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. He knows that we are greedy. He knows subhanahu wa ta'ala we are greedy. But he told us greed is bad for you. And he told us how to get rid of it. And he told us the virtue of being not greedy. So we have to fight it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us loving the dunya. He knows that. He created men loving women. And he created women attracted to men. And he created us loving money. He said, وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. You love money abundantly, inordinately. But the thing is, we have to control and curb that desire based on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us from the punishment and based on the rewards too. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, so he got him closer to that tree. He rested there, he had what he wanted, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erects another tree, a little bit better than that tree. So he looks there and he looks at that tree and he looks at that tree and he go back and you know, that looks good. I gotta see at least what's in there. You know, it could be a better drink, you never know. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, oh Rab, ya Rab, adnini min hadhihi shajara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alam tu'ahidni, yakul, alam tu'ahidni. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get him closer from that tree, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, didn't you promise? يقول يا رب هذه لا أسألك غيرها. That's it. خلاص. I will not ask you for anything else. But this time, you know how your kids, your son comes, daddy, daddy, get me that. Get me. Wallahi, I will not ask you for anything. That's all I want. I know. And you go, okay. And deep inside, you're not God, but deep inside, you know he's going to ask you for something else. This is the game. This is PS3 or PS4, whatever that game is. The last thing, khalas, this is it. Well, PS5 is going to come, you know that, and 6 is going to come, and they're going to have something different, like the mobile phones. You know, you have a mobile phone, every feature, and they come, why you want this one? Because the PXI, or the pixel. My son, last time, he was telling me, because it has better pixel. What is pixel, son? I said, you know, when you take pictures, and I said, it's like you're a photographer, right? You're taking that thing. But this is it. So we know that, and we do it for our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that, and He does it for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him there after He promised him. After a little while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does something else. تُرْفَعْ لَهُ شَجَرَةٌ عِنْدَ بَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. And then he sees a better tree at the door of the Jannah. You know how it's like, you're looking at it. You know how sometimes you see poor people back home, you're eating a sandwich and the other person likes to eat some, and he'll be just kind of looking at it, and you go, روح العني نفستها. نفستها, you know, it falls from your hand on the ground, and you go like, this person kind of envied it. He wants it. And sometimes you even tell the person, don't look at it. Don't look at me when I'm eating it, because sometimes you choke. And the shaitan plays with us when it comes to those things. So he wanted some. يقول يا رب ادنني من هذه الشجرة. You already promised me again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to him. Then when he is there, يسمع أصوات أهل الجنة. He's at the door of the Jannah. Now when you're having fun, brother, you can raise your voice. You know, you can't see. You hear that sound? Somebody is partying. There is a urus. There is a celebrations. Listen, people having fun. And he's sitting under that tree. And you know, like curiosity kills the cat. And you hearing all that fun and enjoyment and everything inside. You don't sound, nothing sounds bad. Everything is like, you know how sometimes you hear the sounds of the knives and the utensils and all that clashing, and somebody's eating and laughing. Then he goes, Ya Rab, Il Jannah, Shan Allah. Il Jannah, Ya Rab. Yakul Abdi Alam Tu'ahidni, Alla Tas'alni, An Shay Ghayraha. Fayakul Ya Rab, Adkhilni Il Jannah, Alla Battal Yu'ad. خلاص زي ابنك بضل كل مره بتعطيه ببطل يقول لك لو سمحت بابا قال لك ما راح يعطيني اني الجنه يا رب. فالله سبحانه وتعالى يقول ما يصريني منك اي عبدي ايرضيك ان اعطيك مثل الجنه من هذه الجنه مثل الدنيا وما فيها. I said, what is gonna satisfy you from asking me? Would it make you happy if I give you from this heaven as much as the whole world and what it contains? Of course, now you have lots of trees there, and you have cash and cold and refrigerators and everything in this world. فيقول العبد أتهزأ بي وأنت رب العزة. I did not ask for anything. I just want to go inside. I don't want to even eat. This time I just want to go see what's going on, what these guys are doing. He said, oh Allah, you're making fun of me, and you are the Lord, the most exalted. Yani, you don't do that. فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى, before that, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud ضحك. فضحك Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the reporter of the hadith, laughed. Then he looked at the companion, he said, ألا تسألوني لما ضحكت. And I say the same thing to you. Why don't you ask me why I'm laughing?
Why you're laughing?
Thank you very much. قال عندما قال لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الحديث ضحك. فقال ألا تسألوني لما ضحكت. فسألناه لما ضحكت يا رسول الله. He said, the reason I asked you that, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he reported the hadith, he laughed. We didn't say anything, so he said, why don't you ask me why I'm laughing? Then they ask him, why are you laughing? فَيَقُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِضَحِكِ الرَّبِّ عِنْدَمَا قَالَ لَهُ أَتَهْزَأُ بِي وَأَنَا رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laughed when his servant said, you're making fun of me and you are the great God. So this is one of the hadith we call musalsal. Hadith musalsal Whenever someone reports this hadith, he does the same thing. So now we are part of the Senate of the hadith. Okay? You report that hadith to someone else, and when you laugh, you tell him, aren't you going to ask me why I laughed? And then you'll be one of the reporters of the hadith. So here you can see how greedy this person was. But was that bad? No. Why? Because it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does nothing too much to ask him for. Also, greed is good. يعني ثانيا الطمع في زيادة الخير والبر تتمنى الخير لك ولغيرك حتى وإن لم يكن عندك. I wish him good and I wish you good. I wish you to be rich. I wish you to have the things that you like. Wish you a good job. Even if I don't have a good job or I'm not rich, I wish the same for everybody and for myself. This is good to do. And in fact, listen to this hadith and you will understand how good it is. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل هذه الأمة مثل أربعة نفر. The example of this ummah like the example of four people, four kinds of people. رجل آتاه الله مالا وعلما فهو يعمل في ماله فينفقه في حقه. Look at the two qualities. Money, knowledge. What kind of knowledge? Not a doctor, not an engineer, not a mathematician. Knowledge in the deen. He knows what to do with this money Islamically, where this money can be saved for him the day of judgment. Yani, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he talks to the companion, which one of you likes the wealth of his inheritors? And do you like the wealth of someone else? Then they said, of course, no one likes that more than his wealth. He said, your money is what you spend, and the money of your inheritors is what you leave. Yani you die. You got $1 million. It's not your money anymore. You have no right whatsoever in it. It's for those who come after you. But now you give a donation for $1,000. This is your money. It's not your inheritors. Why? Because you're going to find it the day of judgment. So here this man has the money and has the knowledge. So he spends the money in the right places. He knows what exaggerations is. He knows how much the zakah is. He knows that he needs to spend from it to preserve it and so forth. Another person looks at him, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رجل آخر آتاه الله علما ولم يؤتيه مالا. He gave him the knowledge of the deen but no cash. So he looks at that man and he goes, والله لو عندي مثل العمل أنفق زيه. Oh Allah, if I have money like him, I'll be doing the same thing like he does. He spent $1 million, والله if I have his money, I'll do the same thing. This is an aspect. Look at another person, a jealous person. He would say, he gave $1 million, so what is $1 million? He makes it in a month. Instead of saying, Jazahallahu khairan, or maybe I can do the same thing like this man does, no, you try to put him down. $1 million is nothing. Or a doctor spends $1,000 or something that you look down at it instead of saying, Alhamdulillah, it's not good quality. So this person, يقول, لو كان لي مثل ما لهذا عملت فيه مثل الذي يعمل. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, فهما في الأجر سواء. The same reward. The person who says, I would do like him, sincerely, he gets the reward like the person who spent $1,000 or $1 million or whatever he spends. Imagine with your intention, you got that reward even though you don't have the money. Look on the other hand. رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَلَمْ يُؤْتِهِ عِلْمًا فَهُوَ يَخْبِطُ فِيهِ يُنْفِقُهُ فِي غَيْرِ حَقِّهِ. A man with cash and no knowledge, spending it left and right. Doesn't know what zakah is and how much zakah is and what is halal and what is haram. He's going everywhere. وَرَجُلٌ لَمْ يُؤْتِهِ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَلَا عِلْمًا. هَذَا مَشَلَّتْ بِالْمَرَّةِ. Another man, he has no money and no knowledge. And look what he said. يقول لو كان لي مثل ما هذا لعملت فيه مثل الذي يعمل فيه. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم فهما في الإثم سواء. He says, if I have money like him, I'll do the same thing that he does. يعني a millionaire, why don't you go to Las Vegas? Why don't you enjoy yourself? Why don't you go around the world? Why don't you buy yourself a plane and buy yourself a car and marry 10 wives? And who cares, Islam? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam married 9, and he's our example. A wrongdoer, you know, he will use any excuse to get what he wants. You know, by the way, I don't want you to say that this is a false statement. We can only marry how much? Not in America, though. It's against the law, and we are good citizens. So, this is an example of goodness, an example of evil. If you intend evil, you will get that intention for evil. And if you intend good, you get that good. So be greedy with the people who have things that they are doing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you don't have it. What are the lessons that we learn from the outcome of tama'? Aqibatul tama'. Yani, what are the bad things that happens to you when you are greedy? Number one, if we look, yani we're going to give you some examples. Tama' al-zawjat. A wife is too greedy. She is not satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given her and her husband. The job that he has is not good enough. The money that he spends is not good enough. The house that she lives in is not good enough. Nothing is good enough. Change the car, change the house, change your job, work 24 hours. Too much pressure from the wife on her husband leads to what? Al-iqtirad. Al-awwal ihtimal. You find him borrowing from people. And you know how humiliating it is to borrow from people. Now he borrows from people and he doesn't have the job to pay it off. So what? He's going to be owing people too much. And this is like two punishments. He's worried about his wife to provide for her, and he's worried about paying the debts that he had incurred because of his wife. قَدْ تَدْفَعُهُ إِلَى الْعَمَلِ لَيْلَ نَهَارِ فَيُقَصِّرْ فِي حَقِّهَا فَتَشْتَكِي مِنْ إِيش؟ مِنْ الْوَحْدِ. والله أنا جوزي بيشتغل 24 ساعة دائما في الشغل، وهو ليش دائما في الشغل؟ ما مشان حضرتك 24 ساعة في المول. So a woman wants money, 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 and then the husband does what? He works double shift, or he gets two jobs. Now she's complaining that he works too much and she doesn't see him. Why? Because you're 24 hours in the mall. So he has to work two jobs so he can provide for you and maybe save that evil from the side. You don't complain too much. Or أو قد تدفعه إلى الكسب الحرام. يمكن يصير متاجر مخدرات بس من وراء مرته. You find him stealing products, he will buy it and resell it. He might deal with drugs, he might work in a drug store, an alcoholic, he might work in a bar and does something. You make a lot of money there. Why? Because of his wife. What's the result? She's getting the same sin like he is. She cannot say like, he's supposed to spend on me and I don't care from where he gets it. As long as he gets it, it's his problem. This is like a husband saying, she's supposed to wear the hijab. I don't care if she doesn't wear the hijab. She's going to get punished for it. Yeah, you too. Because you're supposed to take care of her and you are responsible for her, so you're supposed to take care of that. This is a result of what? Ignorance of the people about the religion and their rights. Intishar al-rashwa. Yani, one of the lessons that we learn from greed, people start to deal with briberies. Renew this passport for me, like you go back home, you know, stand in line, go get me 1,000 stamp and go to this and go to that. Drop $5, he will give it to you right away. Ma'as-salami. Now why? Because of greed. يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لعن الله السارق يسرق البيضة فتقطع يده ويسرق الحبل فتقطع يده. يعني ملعون إلا بيسرق أشياء تافهة مش بحاجة لإلها بس بسبب الطمع بتأدي هذا الشيء إلى قطع اليد. يعني may Allah curse the person who steals trivial things, useless things, insignificant things, and then he end up losing his hand for that because of his greed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse him. And I make that dua too. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذا المال خضر حلوة. خضر حلوة، خضر عكس يابس. الإشي الأخضر من الفواكه يمي، اليابس نو. حلوة وعندك حامض، إذا بتحط لك إشي حلو بين أشياء حامضة attracted للحلو أكثر. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger comparing this dunya, يقول this dunya is green, luscious and sweet. Green because when it comes to fruit you like the green stuff, the fresh stuff, not the dry stuff. Sweet when it comes to fruits you like the sweet one more than the sour one. So here is dunya. فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِسَخَاوَةِ نَفْسِ. If someone gets that because he earned it or because someone gave it to him, not please give me, بُورِكَ لَهُ فِيهِ. وَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِإِشْرَافِ نَفْسِ يعني ابذل النفس وطلب لم يبارك له فيه. If you take it because you're humiliating yourself and you're begging and asking, then it will not be blessed. يقول الشاعر المال ينفد حله وحرامه يوما ويبقى بعده آثامه ليس التقي بمتق إلهه حتى يطيب شرابه وطعامه. That wealth is going to be spent whether it is halal or haram. One day it will go and what is left? The sins. Not the righteous person is the one who claims that he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until his food and drinks are earned from halal source. I'm going to leave you with this story and I conclude with it. This is a beautiful story about Isa alayhi salam. Sahib Isa, again for Greek. Sahib Isa alayhi salam, Yahudi. One of the Israelites accompanied Isa alayhi salam. كان مع اليهودي رغيفان وكان مع عيسى رغيف واحد. فقال له عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم شاركني. فقال اليهودي نعم. عيسى عليه السلام had one loaf of bread and the Israelite, the Jewish person, has two. So عيسى عليه السلام said let's share the food because the barakah is there when you eat together. So the person said okay. فلما رأى أنه ليس مع عيسى إلا رغيف واحد. ما كان عارف. فكروا فيه مع الله على الخمسة ولا ستة. When he realized that Isa alayhi salam only has one loaf of bread, he felt bad, ندم. طيب شو عمل؟ فجعل اليهودي يريد أن يأكل الرغيف. فلما أكل لقمة قال له عيسى ما تصنع؟ قال لا شيء. فيطرحها حتى فرغ من الرغيف. Now he felt bad because Isa alayhi salam has one loaf, he has two. He was hoping that Isa alayhi salam has more. So now what is he doing? He wants to eat the loaf of bread by himself. So it will be one. So he takes a bite. Isa alayhi salam sees him and he goes, what are you doing? He says, oh, nothing. He drops it. Then he eats and continued to do that until he finished the loaf of bread. Now it's one for one. فلما أصبح قال له عيسى هلم طعامك. فجاء برغيف. فقال له عيسى أين الرغيف الآخر؟ قال ما كان معي إلا واحد. In the morning he said bring your food. So he brought one loaf of bread. Isa alayhi salam told him where's the other one? He said by Allah I only had one. Here's line number one. سكت عيسى. طبعا عيسى عارف انه كذب. سكت عيسى عليه السلام. فانطلقوا فمروا براعي غنم. فنادى عيسى يا صاحب الغنم اجزرنا شاة من غنمك. They passed by a shepherd. So Isa alayhi salam, he called the man and he said, give us one of your sheep. يعني buying it from him. Or rather asking him for him. Allah knows يعني how. So he said, okay. So he told the Israelite man, go and pick it up. He brought it. He slaughtered it. And he told the man, Isa alayhi salam told the man, do not break any bone. After they ate, he took the skin, put the bones in there, and he said, with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get up. And then the sheep just got up and he told his friend, take it to the shepherd. They ate. And then after he that, فقال يا صاحب الغنم خش شاتك. فقال له الراعي من أنت؟ قال أنا عيسى بن مريم. فقال أنت الساحر وفر منه. He told him, who are you? He said, I am Isa. He said, oh, you're the magician. He ran away, the shepherd. Look, قال عيسى لليهودي بالذي أحيا هذه الشاة بعدما أكلناها كم رغيفا كان معك. He said, by Allah, the one who made this animal alive again after we ate it, how many loaves of bread did you have? قال واحد. فانطلق مر على كنز قد حفرته السباع. They passed by a pile of gold and silver. قال اليهودي يا عيسى لمن هذا المال؟ He said, oh Jesus, to whom this money is? قال عيسى عليه السلام دعه فإن له أهلا يهلكون عليه. He said, leave it. Some people are going to die for it. Literally die for it. فجعلت نفس اليهودي تطلع إلى المال ويكره أن يعصي عيسى عليه السلام. Now the man wants that, but he hates to disobey عيسى عليه السلام. فانطلق ثم أخذ عيسى المال فقسمه. أراد أن يقسم. عيسى finally he took the money and he wants to divide it. Look at this. فقال عيسى نقسمه بين ثلاثة. فقال اليهودي يا عيسى اتق الله ولا تظلمني. عيسى عليه السلام said we've divided three parts. Realize there are two. It's supposed to be two parts. عيسى the man said اتق الله عيسى. He's talking to a prophet. اتق الله. This is like إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة. قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا. رسول بيستهزئ. قال أعوذ بالله. هذا مش من صفات الرسل. شو هالوقاحة. اتق الله. You're telling to a prophet. He said اتق الله and don't oppress me. فإنما هو أنا وأنت. فيش إلا أنا وأنت. عيسى عليه السلام was very good here. قال له عيسى هذه لي وهذا لك وهذا لصاحب الرغيف الثالث. قال أنا هو. He said this is for me, a third for me, and a third for you, and a third for the one who has the third loaf of bread we're looking for. He said I am the one. You know, it slipped because he wasn't thinking about it. In a different narration, he said, فَإِنْ أَخْبَرْتُكَ بِصَاحِبِ الرَّغِيفِ تَعْطِينِي هَذَا الْمَالِ قَالَ عِيسَى نَعَمْ قَالْ أَنَا هُوْ. He told him, if I tell you who is the owner of that loaf of bread, would you give me that money? He said, yes. He said, I am the one. He said, take the money. Look what عيسى عليه السلام said, خُذْ حَظِّي وَحَظَّكَ وَحَظْ صَاحِبُ الرَّغِيفِ فَهُوَ حَظُّكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Take it. This is the portion that you're going to get in this dunya and in this akhirah. فلما حمله مشى به شيئا فخسف به. As soon as he took it, earth swallowed him. He lost everything because of what? Greed. مر بالمال أربعة نفر. Four people passed by the wealth. They want to share it. Two of them said to the other two, why don't you go to the city, get us some food, I guess something we can fill that wealth or something to put it in, a horse or a camel or something, so we can transfer it. It's a lot of money. So they said, okay. They went there, they bought the food, and on the way back, one of them looked at the other and they said, hey, how about if we put poison in that food for them? When they eat it, they die, and we divide the wealth, me and you. What a spectacular idea. They said, let's do it. They took everything and they're going there. The other two, one of them said, he said, hey, how about when they come here, I jump on one, I kill him, and you jump on the other, kill him, and we divide the money. Nice idea. It's a lot of money. The plan is set. Everyone is planning to kill the other. They came there. As soon as they arrived, each one of them jumped on the other, killed him, enjoyed the sandwich, and guess what? And died. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Isa alayhi salam what happened, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Isa alayhi salam, this is the dunya. This is the dunya that we all fight for. You continue to be greedy for it until it kills you. So which one do you want to be? A greedy person or a person who says, Alhamdulillah, except from you, O Allah, I will continue to ask and I will continue to enjoy it. This is the end of the topic, greed. As you can see, some of the stories, and they are authentic. The stories are authentic and ahadith based on how to be greedy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is good, and how to be not greedy from the people and this dunya, because it will end up destroying you. Enjoy what you have and look at the ni'am that you have, not the ni'am that you don't have, because if you keep looking at what you don't have, you're not going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you have. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينفعنا وإياكم أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. We'll take a couple of questions. If you have any questions, no questions there. تفضل.